What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Fatherhood Collective podcast, episode number 36. My name is Adam, and as always with me is Lucas and Anthony. On today's episode, we're going to talk about baptism, something that is on Anthony's heart and mind, especially when we consider our kiddos. We'll talk a little bit about appropriate age and what baptism means to us and our faith. We hope that you enjoy the conversation. We hope you stick around to the end. We really appreciate you for listening. Let's roll. Just chatting, huh?
Just chatting. How about them Rangers?
How's everybody? Man, what a great opener. Did you see that? Did you watch it?
Watched it from my hotel.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. It was kind of some dumbness, but it was
there
fun.
It was. Especially, what's the catcher's name?
Heim. Yeah.
Especially that play there. He was
It was an awful call.
It was.
But spectacularly bad call.
Yeah, it was. But then he forgot that the baseball was live.
We watched game one of the 2020
161
season.
Left. You're fine.
We're 1-0. We're tied for the lead. And
hey, did the Royals
actually?
Win? Did the Royals win?
I don't know.
Who know? Who cares?
Might be the only time. That's the only time they can get above 500.
Dude, I like that hat. What is that hat?
This is the baseball team.
That's cool.
What are you? Crusaders?
The Battle. Is what
that's
they call themselves.
Sweet.
The Battle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cool hat.
I like it.
All black jerseys are pretty sweet.
Oh, that could be tough in the sun.
Dude, it's like 32 degrees out there.
Well, it is right now.
It's spring.
You know what? We should make that our logo.
Yeah, it's like it's low fitting, you know?
Yeah, it's low
Who
fitting.
Who came
it's
up with that name?
Not me.
I like the material,
some mom,
too.
Probably.
Some mom.
I don't know.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, baseball season's kicking off. We're into spring.
Oh, one kid was using a drop three bat out there. I'm like, dude.
Whoa.
How long was it?
It was 31 inch bat.
A 9-year-old?
Yeah.
Used it a drop 331.
Well, he used it to one at bat. And I'm like, dude, you can't swing it. Come on.
As tall as him.
It's like slinging a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
You should be using a drop 10, not a drop three.
That's funny.
That age.
Right. That's a huge bat.
Yeah. Gotta love the rec ball. Good times. Oh. It was fun.
Rec ball, huh?
Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
I like going out there and watching all of our friends play and just watching baseball.
It's a lot cheaper.
It's way cheaper.
A lot cheaper. A lot less time.
Yep.
Just
go chill, have a hot dog,
my
popcorn.
Two cents. Yeah.
Watch some baseball. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. So springtime. You guys doing all right? Enjoying the spring weather? It's getting a little warmer.
Got my garden going. Got some stuff
garden
sprouting.
Going.
Yeah,
okay.
From seeds. So that's a good sign.
Well, with springtime, what else do we have? I think we missed this last year. We didn't talk about it much at all, but we have Easter.
No kidding. Yeah, early Easter this year.
Early Easter. It's coming in. I guess it's coming in the 30. How many days are in March?
31.
March 31st will be Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So this will come out a little after, but I mean, there's a lot of things that lead up to Easter, right? That we mark monumental things in Jesus' life. And one was his announcement that, you know, basically in the Spirit of God came down. What happened? Come on. Who is it?
This is Anthony's podcast.
His cousin.
Oh,
his cousin.
John the Baptist.
And John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
He did.
That's right. So springtime.
And the heavens opened and God spoke.
Actually, I got baptized. It wasn't Easter Sunday, but it was really close. It was really close when I got baptized. I remember that.
In a river?
Nope. In a baptismal. Yep. In a baptismal. So today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about baptism.
Yeah. I think it's good.
I grew up in a Baptist church. it was a big deal. However, it was only after decision. So
yeah,
it wasn't nothing weird. Nothing weird. No offense, Presbyterians out there or Catholics. We didn't sprinkle babies.
That's Adam talking.
That's right.
We're
looking for sponsors, though. We are looking
Catholic
for sponsors.
Church, yep.
Yeah, Catholic Church. Oh, the Pope is interested. We'd be happy to have him on.
Does he speak English?
Oh, I assume he speaks a little bit.
Isn't he like the first Pope from like South America, though, or something?
I think he's from Argentina.
Yeah, I think Argentina. Yep. I think you're right.
Yeah. Yep.
Still alive?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
he's kidding.
They live forever.
They do. On another podcast, there was a guy talking about the Catholic faith, and he mentioned that when he went and visited the Vatican, there was some mummified old popes in the church there, and I guess that's what
you can
see it, St. Peter's Basilica. Yeah, you can see them. They're all like gray skin and nasty, yeah. But they just mummify them and they have them like glass over them.
What?
Yeah. It's legit.
Yeah.
Creepy.
That is a little creepy. I'm not sure I'd want to see that necessarily.
I think they open and come out at night and walk around.
I wouldn't be surprised about that. Sounds like a good
Once
scary
again,
movie.
Looking for sponsors.
Mm-hmm. You kind of talked yourself Catholic into Church. A hole here.
Yeah.
You
if I end up dead in a couple of weeks, then you guys know what happened. You know what happened. So, all right. Well, let's talk. Let's talk about baptism. Yep. Let's get on it. Off the Catholic Church and on to baptism.
Let's do it. Yeah. I thought about this because... I don't know. We all have young kids, right? And it comes up, at church, right? In the youth and different areas of the youth from third grade to DC 45 to, you know, sixth through 12th grade. And, my son has been asking a little bit about baptism and we've had actually a lot at our church lately, a lot of kids and stuff like that. And so it started making me think like, when is a good time? What do you guys think about kids being baptized? Age and, you know, in your opinion, when would be a good time? Because I don't think, like, age is necessarily the common denominator, right? That's not the ultimate factor. I think there should be some other things in there to really show that, like, hey, what's it truly look like to be a follower of Jesus at a young age to... know for sure when to be baptized, not just because, right, a lot of kids just see their friends get baptized. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, I just want to do that.
Right.
Right. Or, you know, is there ever a time where your kids haven't been baptized and they're getting older and older where you start to be maybe a little concerned? They're like, huh, okay, maybe is...
What's the concern?
Are they going to? Maybe they're not following Jesus. They're not going to. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's an age requirement. My boys are, oh my goodness, 9 and 10. Almost forgot there. They're not baptized. They haven't been baptized yet, but they've asked Jesus into their heart a couple of years ago. But I'm letting them start that conversation, like you said, with Meyer, you know, come to us with it. And I know when I got baptized in a river, so it actually counted.
A real river, huh?
A real river.
Counted for what?
I'm just joking.
Salvation. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Was it clean or dirty?
Are there any clean rivers around here?
Yeah, it was in Kansas. So.
Is there any vans?
Anyways, it's you don't want to do it too early because I think then they might want to, I don't know. They just need to make sure they understand it fully before they do it. It's a big deal. I think our church does a good thing, like when they bring in the youth, to come observe, like when their friends get baptized. So I don't think it's necessarily like there's an age requirement. Like people can get baptized at any age, you know, as they get older and things like that. There's not like I'm 25, you know, can't get baptized.
Yeah. Why is that? Yeah. Why doesn't it matter as much to do it right after you commit, understand?
Well, some
your
people
center.
Don't become Christians till later in life either.
Yeah, that's fair. But let's talk about my daughters are in the same boat, my two youngest.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Have they been baptized yet?
No.
Okay.
But Adeline is 12, just turned 12, and Olivia is 10. She'll be 11 this summer. And they've actually asked me if they could do it, and I still put it off. So
why are you putting it off?
Probably for the same reasons. I think that it can drive. So I don't believe it is part of the salvation process, right? I think that them
Correct.
Understanding that they're okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at.
I mean,
like, why is it okay to wait is the point. So like
you do not have to be I do not believe that you have to be baptized to go to heaven.
Perfect. Yeah. Correct? Me neither. Yep. So that's why I think it's okay to wait is because we're not, I mean, and not that it wouldn't be okay to wait with the salvation conversation as well, but, them understanding that they're sinners and they need Jesus's sacrifice to bridge the gap to God is the most important thing. And I do truly believe that they get that. And there's other fruits there too. But I think being baptized can drive at a young age, can drive that question of, well, did I just get baptized?
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think I've known too many adults that felt like they needed to go back through the process. Because either A, maybe drifted from God a bit or whatever the case is. So that's why I encourage the waiting.
And I'm one of them, right? That happened to me.
Yeah.
Right. So I was 12, but not a you know, a deep follower of Jesus. It was kind of like, you know, I went to RAs, you know, on Wednesday nights.
Royal Ambassadors.
You know,
did you have that?
At the Baptist church.
I didn't have that.
Went to Sunday school, and we did like vacation Bible school and stuff like that. So I always say, like, I kind of like knew of Jesus, but never really knew who Jesus actually was and what he stood for. So it was kind of like, in that moment, it's like, hey, raise your hand if you don't want to go to hell, essentially, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me, right? And then you get out of church.
It's a hypothetical, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought we were.
Then you leave the church, right, a year later. So I was, what, 13? Or maybe even soon after that, my parents got divorced and stuff. And then I didn't go to church for like 20 years. And then I felt like that needed to, like, I just didn't feel like I really understood what, if I was saved or not. I wasn't sure. I questioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Did the church? So, did our church come to you and ask you to be rebaptized?
No,
or
that they don't believe in. No,
so how'd that process go?
Just got brought up because Jennifer had never been. She had been what we would call dedicated as a baby. The Catholic call baptized, you know, as an infant.
Oh yeah.
So she, that's all she had done. So she wanted to, and then I figured that might be a good time for me to. I was like, maybe I should be rebaptized, and they made it clear that we don't, you know, you don't have to be rebaptized, right, or anything like that. But they say if you choose to, you can, but that's not a requirement by any means.
Happy to dunk you.
Yes, exactly. Get some more use out of that water.
That's right. Were you first or last?
Yeah, you got to be the first.
I don't remember now.
Gross.
Nice.
That's cool. I was baptized as young. I mean, I was 10, mm-hmm. and I never really had any. Not saying that I was super solid my whole life, but I never had any doubts about that process. So
I think you were a little more in tune to the church and Jesus and what you were there about. And
it was definitely a different situation with family for sure, where that was just part of what we did. And more for me was the coming to grips with did I make that decision based on my, understanding?
Mm-hmm.
For my experience with the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, or is it because my parents did drag me there? So that was a big deal for me, but I never questioned like the process or the baptism again. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no, it's interesting. But that's why I wait with my kids. Mm-hmm. Now Asher and Avery, Asher was 12 and Avery was 10, but they both seem pretty, I felt like it was okay. I don't know why.
Right.
The little girls are, it would probably be fine too. But I don't know why we put it off a little bit longer with them. But
so what do you think your ideal age then for them is?
I don't know if it is.
I don't think there is an ideal age.
Yeah, I don't know if it is. I think to Lucas's point, because we don't believe that salvation comes from the water, I think that it drives some, like, well, let's make sure that this is...
Mm-hmm. There's no rush, right?
Yeah, we don't need to hash through it again.
You'd rather wait and do it correctly, if correctly is the right word, than do it too early.
Mm-hmm.
That's my, you know, like, bring a... I mean, I'm sure there's been 5-6-year-olds baptized, but I think that's pretty young. If you're throwing out ages.
I would agree. Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's a solid commitment.
Yeah.
Does our church, Discovery Church, have a program that they go through before you get baptized, or is that just
there's a packet and you sit down with one of the pastors and go, you answer questions. I think they have quite a few questions. You have to answer them on your own and talk to them before they'll actually give their blessing on that too.
Okay.
So there are some young ones I've seen get baptized in there, but
sure.
And you know,
everybody's different. It's their parents' call. It's not my call when they get baptized, you know?
Yeah. It's tough. Interesting conversation. How do you feel about, I baptized Asher and Avery, my two oldest. I really found that to be, I don't know if you and I have talked about that. I don't think you and I have.
But the question, should the pastor do it or is it okay for you to do it? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about that?
I think it's fine for a parent to do it. That's not how, when I was raised, it was always the pastor doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So a few years ago, we started going to another church and the parents would do it. I'm like, well, that was new to me. I'm 34 years old. I'm like, that's new, but I don't think there's anything
real high.
Right.
Like slam them in the water.
Slam them down. Is that legal?
Mm-hmm. And every church does it differently too, right? Like every church does a little bit differently.
Yeah. There's a church in our community. They go to the lake, do like a mass one.
Yeah.
He, and that's kind of cool. Runs by and I'm just kidding. I don't know how it works.
I kind of like that too, where the church makes a big deal out of it good. And the congregation goes out with them and, you know, it kind of makes it a,
yeah,
that's kind of how I
celebration kind of
feel like with that though, you got to have a pretty big church because you got to have a pretty good turnout for, you know, a baptism to, and they might for just that do to work it out, right?
Once a year or once in the,
yeah,
you know,
maybe.
Twice a year.
Yeah. I think they do it. I mean, hopefully when it's warm, but they, yeah, I think it is like once a summer, maybe towards the end, big celebration. For my kids, it was, we did in the evening. We did do it at the church and we had like kind of a party. It was fun. We invited a bunch of people and there was a couple other families, with some kiddos and an adult being baptized that evening. And it was, we had a good time, but it was not the whole congregation, which I do find to be, I found it to be a little, odd because I think that's the big purpose or one of the big purposes is to kind of I say coming out party.
Right.
It means something different in our culture now, but like, hey, I'm choosing this and I want everybody to know, right? Like I'm pumped.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I do think that might be something that I would think, maybe.
And it gives you strength too when you're getting baptized and you see everyone else, they go, who else has been baptized or whatever? Yeah. Then you all raise your hand or whatever. And there's hundreds of people have done it. That gives you confidence and strength. Like, hey, I'm not here alone too, you know?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, no ideal age that I can think of. Mm-hmm. Just more of that understanding. I think too when I know it's tough, man. We're gonna talk about this in a future episode of just like your kid's desire. You'll watch it rise and fall.
Yep.
And so like it's also interesting to think about, which we do as adults too, right? Mm-hmm. We kind of pull away and pull back, pull away and pull back, and we hope that like the rise and fall gets like shallower as I guess we're getting older.
Yep. The porpoise.
Yeah. The porpoise. Yeah. The up and down, it gets a little shallower, but I do think, that's something too, that you kind of watch and you're like, well, you know, but that's kind of funny, but yeah, I guess no perfect time. I it's a lot of prayer maybe and it not maybe I shouldn't say maybe.
Is there any other quality
of prayer?
Is there any other qualities you think you should see in your kid before you let him get baptized? Like, hey, you know, what's it look like to be a true disciple of Jesus, right? And that takes time in your Bible, right? Mm-hmm. Showing fruits of the Spirit. Do you think all that plays into, you know, them being baptized and saying, okay, now you're ready. You know, you
I
take time on your own.
I was like 34, so that was the case. Yeah. No, I think that probably could play into it. I think Asher and Avery demonstrated some of that pretty quickly after, well, and like I said, we did them together because they had each accepted Christ like a few. I mean, we did wait a couple of years, but it's interesting. It's an interesting conversation. I do think it helps with the understanding that, well, at least we don't believe that the water has the saving power. Yep. So I think that helps not to rush into it. But I also wonder if it's like conversely, we maybe slow roll it a little too much. I don't know.
Yep.
I do. It's very interesting.
What about this question? What about it's not written in the Bible. What's an age where your kids, do you think they need to make that choice of being saved or not if they happen to pass away?
That wasn't part of the
questions
coming
that's
up.
That's tough, man. Age of accountability. I think it's...
Well, I don't know if that's an age thing. That's more of like a cognitive thing because there's...
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, God knows... I mean, that's the simple answer there. God knows...
They know we're on air here.
Happened.
Yeah. What's happening? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I don't think there's an age like, oh, you're not saved and you died in a car wreck at age 6. You're going to hell. Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a...
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, things I probably don't like to think about.
Yeah.
Not just for my own kiddo's sake, which I'm good in that department now, but the even close ones you have, close friends you have or family you have that are not, I mean, you just obvious that they're not in line with God. And I think, man, that just should drive us harder to care more. The visual that somebody said once was you should picture your lost acquaintances and family members and even people that you don't know with this giant pit of hell underneath them. Yeah. Like they're just suspended. I don't remember who said that, but I don't think we do a good job of that. And just to be clear, we don't you know, we've said that enough. The baptism doesn't matter for that, but the precursor, right? Yep. The precursor, yep. The acceptance of Christ as your Savior.
Yep. Because now, I mean, just recently, you know, we obviously talk to God, to our kids and preach into them and this and that, but still it's up to them, right? And this is the first time at 9 years old where, you know, my son's now come and say, hey, what do I need to be saved? Because he hears these things at, you know, school too, sure, and church and stuff like that. And we went through the whole thing, but it's like, you know, as if your kid's 5, 6 years old, you know, they may not understand exactly what that means. And it's just something to think about, I think, when you have young kids and you think about others with kids, like you said, and it's just, I don't know, just kind of got me thinking. It's a tough question. Tough thought, but yeah, like you said, maybe motivation to really pour into our kids and all the kids that we volunteered for on the weekends,
yep,
right?
Yep.
That you're like, man, these kids, they got some issues. But the reality is, you know, what you say and how you act around them may impact what they believe in the future.
Yeah, maybe. And that's probably worth another episode right there. So, that conversation alone. That's a tough one, man. And I'm sure there's some scripture there to talk through that a bit, but I do think, and children have, we're going to talk about this too in a future episode, but children do have incredible amount of faith, and they understand probably more than we give them credit for,
I think so too.
Often. So that's why it's imperative. I mean, as a parent, that it is almost part of your being, I guess. I don't know how to put it. Bethany and I talk about that a lot, how we do drift in and out of that as a family, where we try to hit a Bible study together, and then we'll go through phases where we're super busy, right? Mm-hmm. You guys just mentioned that, just busy weeks. And man, it is important that it's like almost what you're, it's just part of what you do. You know, it's just in the flow of family. I don't know how to put it, where it's grace and God and opportunity to talk about his love for us and what his sacrifice for us. And man, yeah, it's a big deal.
Woo. Yep. Yeah. Tough question.
Tough question. Baptism though, not as much.
Nope.
Still tough though, right? Yeah. Like when your kid's like, I want to be baptized. Well, then there's, you know, cause I think there's, that could happen too when they see their friends doing it or whatever. Yeah. I want to be baptized.
Well, that's how Meyer did with me. And I'm just kind of, we talked about, hey, what's it take to be saved, right?
Yep.
Get that one checked for sure. And ask the questions. Do you believe this? Do you believe this?
Yep.
Yep. And then it's like, oh, okay, I want to be baptized. And then I can just kind of be like, well, we'll talk later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's just kind of how I see it. Because I was baptized at a young age, older than that, and I still not, you know, I rebaptized. Not that I needed to
rebaptize.
I guess
we call you
dunked,
the Baptinator.
Yeah, there you go,
the Baptizator. I don't know, I like that. That'd be a good name for a team. No,
I just thought it would be a good conversation to say, hey, you know, what's a good age? Which right, there's no necessarily hard stone age, but maybe qualities to look for, you know, before, and not just hey. You know, somebody else in my class got baptized or whatever.
I think I would go ahead and baptize the little girls now if that helps. They're 10 and 12. I think they get it. I think they understand. And I think too, I you know, when we talk about this too, like we're always a little bit better than our parents. And my parents are great, but I think having that open conversation about what it means and how, what role it plays in your salvation and, you know, blah, 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 going down the road. I think that could help too, right? Yep. Maybe help clear up some confusion because you didn't have it, right? You just got baptized and then, so I think that could help. Yeah, it's good. It's a good conversation. Yeah. Well, now we got two others that we'll talk about.
Perfect.
Maybe we can get in communion sometime too. Does that? Oh my goodness. Lucas, you excited? And then we'll do politics.
Yeah, I'm ready for the politics.
I'm ready too. I'm ready. Yeah.
Do it right now?
No, we don't have time. We got to go.
That's true.
We're trying to keep these a little bit shorter, right? Yeah. So, all right. Well, baptism, springtime, baseball, Easter, baptism. Yeah, that's awful.
I didn't know. Not in that order.
Not in that order. Oh, man. Well, you guys good?
Yep.
You good?
All set.
Right. Well, we'll talk to y'all later. Adios.